Welcome to this week's edition of the Property Buyer and Sellers Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Hume, and I'm here to take you through the very latest news and views, hints, tips, and tricks to help you on your property journey. Hello and welcome to this stamp duty issue of the Property Buyer and Sellers Podcast. Well, the last podcast we did was just before the Chancellor's announcement regarding stamp duty, and I just thought I'd run over those with you as we now have the detail. What he announced was that stamp duty will no longer be payable on the first £250,000 of a property price. This is doubling of the previous threshold, which was £125,000. It also revealed that additional stamp duty relief applicable to first-time buyers only would increase. This now means that first-time buyers won't pay any stamp duty on the first £425,000 of a property's price, provided that the property costs less than £625,000. That means you can buy as a first-time buyer now, which is great news for some Londoners with a larger budget, or maybe with a bank and mum and dad helping out, which means you can now purchase a property up to £625,000 and still obtain relief on the first £425,000 of that price. Previously, the additional first-time buyer's relief only applied if the property cost less than £500,000. So that's good news if you're a first-time buyer. Now, many of you will have seen that there's considerable turmoil in the markets as I speak, as the pound plummets to unheard-of lows against the dollar. And so a lot of lending deals have been pulled. Well, if you're a regular listener, although this is not financial advice, we do not sell mortgages, take independent financial advice before making any decision, you will know that we've been talking about people looking at fixing their rate for about the last 6 months and locking into a good deal. That still remains good advice today. Now, if you're worried about your mortgage, the important thing here is that if you speak to your lender, quite often you'll find that they can swap you onto other deals. If you're in a fixed rate, there is a chance that you have a thing called a redemption penalty, meaning that in order to exit the current mortgage that you have, you need to pay a penalty. Now, it may well be that that penalty is less than the penalty you're getting right now for paying the higher rate. So you need to do your sums. Independent financial advisors can help, but also your lender. If you call them and say, look, I'm paying a penal rate here. If you're a buy-to-let investor, you can do the same. And they will switch your rates in many cases onto new deals. And those deals may not be as lucrative as the original deal that you did a couple of years ago, but they may be the best you can get right now. And they may be considerably better than the variable rate you're on right now. So if you can't be bothered and you haven't got a lot of time, I know it's going to take some time out of your day, but I promise you, it may be worth your while speaking to your lender and seeing if they can move you onto a better rate. Even if you're in the middle and locked into a fixed rate, sometimes you can find that it's worth paying that penalty, because in the longer term, you'll pay less. What you have to do is obviously multiply the number of payments over the term and then look at the difference between that and the new rate they're offering you and divide the two. And hopefully that will help you. UK lenders have paused lending, according to this is an article today in the Financial Times, Telegraph, Times, Mail, and The Guardian, and The Independent. A slew of banks and building societies have stopped offering new home loans as lenders rush to reprice mortgages following a steep rise in UK gilt yields. The Chancellor's mini-budget sent the pound down sharply and it hit a new record low of 1.035 against the dollar after Kwasi Kwarteng pledged further tax cuts at the weekend. The Bank of England has pledged to step in, but so far has ruled out an emergency rate rise, sticking instead with its scheduled November the 3rd review. Halifax, Virgin Money, Skipton Building Society have all said they would withdraw fixed rate deals for new customers amid higher funding costs and concerns that they will be swamped by desperate borrowers. Markets are now predicting that interest rates could more than double by next spring to 5.8% from their current 2.25% to curb inflation. And then there's another article saying one in three homeowners are worried about interest rate rises. Well, of course they are. Another article in the Telegraph saying that mortgages are to rise by 10,000 a year if rates hit 6%. And all of that is true. And it does come back down to what advice can we give you? Well, we're not financial advisors. We need to make that clear. And we certainly make no profit from advising on mortgages. But if you're in a position where you're worried about your mortgage, your first port of call should be to have dialogue with your lender. And sometimes, not all the time, they may not be able to offer you anything better than you've already got. But you may find they can either lock you into a rate or you can do something that might help you, such as spread the term. But well worth having dialogue with your lender if you're having trouble with your mortgage payments. And certainly always in our experience here at the Property Buyer and Sellers Podcast, dialogue is the key. So many times we hear stories of people having been repossessed where they haven't had dialogue with their lenders. And had they had a discussion with that lender at an earlier stage, the lender would have possibly considered giving them more time in order to find alternative refinancing. I don't suspect that this will lead to a mass of repossessions. I know some are saying that. I do think that there will be more repossessions. There's no question of that. When rates double, as they may well, you may find that people will start to get repossessed. But the majority of people have equity in their property. And when you have equity in your property, you have ways around getting repossessed, such as refinancing, releasing some cash, that sort of thing. So I suspect that we won't see a huge slew of repossessions, but we will see them increasing. There's no question about that, particularly, I think, in the buy-to-let sector, where people will see higher rates coming through from the lenders because the lenders consider these more of a commercial operation. Some of those lenders are really stretching those margins and making very big profits, I have to say, on the difference between the base rate and the rate they're actually charging. So number one handy tip from the Property Buyer and Sellers podcast is have some dialogue with your lender if you're worried and see if there's anything you can do to stave off those payments. Apart from that, as far as the market's concerned, it's still fairly busy out there. Will this have an impact? Yes, no doubt. I mean, when confidence is wavering, people tend to do one thing in the UK, and that's sit on their hands. And what I suspect will happen is some people that were previously thinking about moving may well put a hold on things and decide to hold on moving until perhaps next spring or even further on if we're still in the same situation then. In terms of rates, it looks like we're with high interest rates for the next couple of years. It may well be that after that, the rates start to come down. We'll keep you posted here at the Property Buyer and Sellers podcast, but I hope that's helpful if you're a first-time buyer and wondering about how the new rates might impact you. We'll be back actually on Friday with another edition, but just thought I'd drop in and give you a quick update on where we are with the new stamp duty rules. Look after yourselves, and if you can, your family and friends. Goodbye. Thank you so much for joining us on yet another edition of the Property Buyer and Sellers podcast. You can find out more at our website, jamesalexander.com. You can email me directly, ken@jamesalexander.com. We are estate agents and we can give you hints, tips, tricks and advice wherever you're buying, selling, moving to or from. Thanks to Ben Sounds for the intro and outro today, and thanks to Jack Bowles for production.